microphones. Hello, back from Copenhagen.
Back from Copenhagen and wearing a fishing hat, representing abroad. Yes, for the fly fishers.
There was people fly fishing on the main river that ran through Galway, and
you don't know the river name? I'm guessing the Galway River. But anyhow, go ahead.
And I thought to myself, I should go talk to them for the pod. But it was raining.
Damn it. Only sugar and shit melts in the rain, man. Go talk to them. Make some friends. You know?
Well, I had a hole in my shoe. I had to throw away a pair of Converse because I got a hole in my shoe.
I'm sorry. Were they the ugly ass? No. Those were brand new. You've had to call those in because you had to throw away your Converse. Mm-hmm. I'm upset for multiple reasons.
They're the number one shoe right now.
No, please tell me you folded down the tongue. People are laughing at you.
I basically just tuck them into my pants, the tongues.
Not every Samba has that tongue. No way.
Yes, 100%.
You might want to turn your volume down because your levels are maxing the fuck out.
Well, we're just really hyped here in Copenhagen. How about that?
Is okay, that too also, much? Is that too much? That's more equal with me. Here's the deal. The last podcast, your dad gave you some sage advice and said, I would not go to, where were you supposed to go? Scotland. There's some sort of major conference. Have you been clued in on what that conference is yet?
Climate change.
Yes! One of the biggest conferences in the world.
Yeah, no. I have. They were talking about it a lot even when we were in the UK. Like, we were in England instead. That's a big deal.
It is!
It was like 120 world leaders, like half the world leaders, I think, were hanging out in Scotland.
Just some conference, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. I recognize that.
Am I drinking wine for our midday podcasting?
Yes.
Nope, pomegranate juice, but it looks like wine.
I am currently drinking that Pepsi Max Life.
Yes,
that's what I got here in Copenhagen. Also, you know how I don't want to say got in trouble. Got in trouble feels like the wrong words. I had been asked to not use the very expensive wine decanter for flowers anymore.
No, you have not told me this.
I didn't tell you this.
No.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Wine decanter, very expensive, decanter. Not a flower vase.
Yeah, so I thought, I didn't already tell you this on the pod?
Not at all.
Okay, great. Well, I thought it would be nice because my friend had been out of town, at a conference, and I was here dog sitting. And I thought, you know what would be really nice would be if they came home to fresh flowers. And so I was like looking around the house for a vase. Couldn't find a vase. And so I was like, this like kind of looks like a vase. I'll like use this. This is probably totally fine. And part of me was like, should I ask permission or forgiveness? And I was like, forgiveness. So I bought flowers at the store when I went grocery shopping. And I put them in what I thought was a vase. And my buddy came home and I didn't want to say anything about it because I wanted them to like find the flowers on their own, like a little bit of a scavenger hunt, as you do. I didn't want to like be like, hey, look at this like nice thing I did for you. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm natural response of appreciation.
Yes. Yeah. And so she was like, I was in the other room and she was like, buddy, what did you do? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, why are there flowers in my very nice wine decanter? Because I thought this
I
was
think
a
it
nice
looks great.
She was like, the last time it happened, it was like weeks. She had to take a hair dryer to like dry the inside of it. And she was like, I have a vase. And I was like, no, you don't. And so then she pointed out that there was this.
A vase. Said vase. And wait, is that a woman's body?
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be clear, when you first grabbed the vase, your hands were in her hoo-ha. So just putting it out there.
That might have been the case. I'm trying to be respectful. I don't know where.
Titties and all. Titties.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's also like, this is the.
That might be a favorite, a famous sculptor, isn't it?
This is the salt and pepper shaker.
I like it.
The salt and pepper comes out.
You shake the boobs. This is classic.
Yeah. So this I thought was art. I thought this was just a sculpture. I didn't. Why would I think this is hollow?
I don't know.
It was on a shelf under the TV. I thought it was art. I don't know. I don't. God damn it. I didn't know.
So wait, was she mad or did she think it was funny?
She was a little tired because she had just traveled, and I don't know that she found it funny, per se. I think she wasn't mad because she recognized that I was coming from a place and just didn't know. So it's like how to be mad like at a child, you know? You just didn't know. It was coming from a sincere, authentic place, but I actively did not ask permission. I asked forgiveness, which I was given. Mostly.
Wait, did you have to make the decanter right and blow dry it?
Well, it's been air drying for about 24 hours. I'm going to see if it does it by itself, because then I've proved a point.
All right, but, we're going to that place.
But it's going to be dry before my buddy gets back, because I'm dog sitting again, so my buddy went to another conference. And so they left yesterday and they're gone for like 6 days. I think they're back next week, Wednesday, perhaps. Maybe Tuesday. I'll figure it out when that gets closer. But I need to have it dried before they come back.
Well, have you done some like Googling, like best way to dry a decanter?
No, I just put it upside down, tilted.
Oh God, that sounds like it's gonna break.
No, it's very well supported on a drying rack. Ugh, God, if she listens to this and gets pissed. Yeah. No, it's not a great plan. But it's what
decanters are high like maintenance situations.
Did you Google it?
A relatively successful way to dry a decanter after use is to make a wick or twisted tight roll of thick paper towel and feeding it into the decanter so it touches the bottom and leave for a good period of time, even overnight, so the paper towel soaks up the moisture.
I was wondering too, what if I put rice in there? And then I thought,
no. But they actually have decanter dryers. So here's the deal, and I want full credit for this if you make it right with my suggestion. Mm-hmm. Just buy her a decanter dryer.
Okay, but like, what's that look like? Because basically they said that using the hairdryer could also break it.
Yeah, no, this is, here we go.
Yeah, send me a pic.
I'm a problem solver, and I really want you to know.
I endlessly appreciate you in my corner. I really do.
Yeah. I feel like the right move is to spring for the $20. I'm sure there's a place. Maybe just order it on Amazon. It'll be there by the time she gets back. And, you know, you made the situation right.
I can't tell if you're frozen or typing.
Oh, wait. Are you frozen? You were frozen for a minute. Oh, well, my internet's real shite, but it's on its way. So,
okay.
Oh, wow. You should see how you are right now. Oh, my gosh. Got to take a picture. This is going to be amazing.
I'm terrified
for you. Oh, no. Like, what happened? Wait.
So
no.
Scared.
Here we go.
Oh, that is weird. Oh, weird.
My phone's a
weird today. Okay. All right. Oh, you're less scary now looking.
How does this? I'm not even sure how this noodle drying thing works.
Oh, dang it.
Is it spongy?
It's like microfiber on a bendable stick. So unless you get all crevices of said decanter.
Interesting.
And really, yeah. The burden of it working is not on you. It's a gesture of friendship at this point.
Oh, man. Okay. I will get on this purchase.
There you go.
ASAP. I'll do that tonight. At least before this podcast comes out. You know, timing-wise is important. Yeah. No, but I do appreciate your willingness to forever jump in and solve a problem.
Well, and I think this is a multifaceted problem. So you have the decanter itself and then the bust of a woman vase. Well, I think you need to get a sticker or some sort of little plaque to put underneath it that says, is a vase.
Interesting. Interesting. So I should just find a block of wood and do a little whittling while I'm here.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, have it printed. I'm sure, you know. Yeah, yeah. Being, you know, resourceful. Yeah, there you go.
Sure. Speaking of resourceful, how was your weekend? Did you get up to productive things?
Fuck yes. I finished my kayak cover, of course, like a badass. And then I winterized the garden. So cool. No fishing. That's this weekend, hopefully. Although my wife's coming down with a cold. So, you know, situation is fluid at the moment. And so... yeah, my kayaks are covered. It is now raining. I don't have the ends on it yet, but that's really simple. And they are dry as a bone. And so is our motorcycle. So, you know, moving up in the world, feeling good about things. So, yeah.
So then the carport is done.
Yes. Well, I mean, I have to hang the ends, but it's just a matter of time. It's not that
hard
to do.
Is it ends or is it sides?
It's all of those.
Because, like... ends or caps feels like something that is small to me, whereas like an entire wall feels more aggressive.
Four walls.
Does it have a door?
Like a two electric roll door? Up garage doors on the short sides.
Interesting. Do you
not electric door. We're talking, this is a fancy tarp aluminum like situation. So the all top right. is tin, the sides are a fancy tarp, and then the ends are tarp that have doors in them, roll-up doors in them.
Will you keep the doors just down?
You know, I've really been thinking about this. Thank you for supporting where
for the weather
been going. Partly I went out there and checked today to see how much water is happening without the ends on.
Of course, so keep an eye on it.
What I'm gonna do is put one end on fully closed and put the other end on and roll it up and down as I need it. So
The interesting thing, and I'd be curious if this is part of it, but you have a tree in your yard. You have a lot of trees on your property, but you have one in the front yard that I believe is near-ish to where this carport was going, which could potentially shelter it on one side, but that's not the side you'd want to drive in and out of. The side I think you'd drive in and out of this still would be exposed if you left it up.
Yeah, and here's the deal. That tree and I are very close. That's the best garage I've ever owned. It provides me endless shade in the summer. It's all good until it gets to the fall and craps leaves on my kayaks, which then stain the plastic of the kayaks. So, you know, the tree and I and the carport are going to live in harmony. It's going to be a beautiful situation. Originally, I thought I would take off the long sides during the summer. But they're somewhat structural and like take a hot minute. So I'll probably just take off the short ends during the summer and it'll have cross breeze and shade and life will be good.
You won't hang out under there too much in the summer.
Fuck yeah. I've got a rig kayaks. I've got because my kayaks can now stay on the trailer. So this winter I can go out and put my cup holders in. I could put my rod holders in. I could rig my fish finder and my transducer arm. Like I get to go out there and just have fun.
I didn't know that you were going for two different work zones because you already had the work zone in the overhang.
Yeah, but to get the kayaks back there, no. And plus, I have like 6,000 pounds of pellets back there now. So
I forgot about the pellets.
The whole point was to be able to leave the kayaks on the trailer and be able to rig them and do whatever I want, take them fishing, park them back in the overhang, and not have to take them in and on and off the trailer. Because I have a pretty cool trailer, and it's just a pain in the ass to unload them and load them and unload them and load them into like a narrow space. And to be able to, because all I need is then a step stool to get to the higher ones. And yeah, it works beautiful. We are currently arguing over who keeps that step stool, because technically it belongs in the pantry.
Interesting.
But, I'm going to hold steady and fight with my wife on that one. So that's my plan.
My only concern is a step stool is a pretty safe ladder situation. And knowing your wife's history with ladders, I feel like she kind of gets dibs.
Nope, she has lost privileges. So...
She's lost all privileges of any ladder.
Yeah, she, in fact, she went to Costco. She was fired. She did not help me finish my carport. I called in backups. Yeah,
because like,
that woman in a ladder. Also, in good news, I was right about the butt soap. So here's the deal.
But we are one for one now on transitions in this episode.
So here's the deal. I got in trouble because I didn't use it on my butt, but I used my wife's new shampoo that is a bar on my body. And then she found out that you are supposed to use it on your body. And then she's like, so you can go ahead and use it. And I'm like, do you think she's serious? Because I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble either way I move. I'm just going to step to my soap section of the bathroom. I just risky at best.
I'm curious because I made pasta tonight and I grated some cheese, and the dog is currently just trying to like hoover the entire kitchen floor for any cheese remnants that I dropped. There's nothing there. Let's just leave the floor alone. Hold on.
Roll this back. Is this the same pasta that you cooked a week and a half ago?
No, this is new pasta.
Did you step up your game?
Yes. I was left pasta that my buddy had made last night, and it was like, pasta's the wrong word. My buddy called it pasta. That's why I called it pasta. It was almost like yakisoba noodles and bok choy and onion and carrots. It was an Asian noodle dish. And so there wasn't enough sauce. I needed more sauce. So I made a homemade teriyaki sauce.
Stepping up in the world. Okay.
That was pretty good. And then tonight I'm dog-sitting at a house of a vegetarian. She just has vegetables chopped to be ready to like add to stuff. I think she made a soup and had too much carrot and celery. So she just has chopped vegetables. So I put that into my pasta sauce. I just sauteed that with my red onion and shallots. Mm-hmm. Really good. And then I just I did these fun new elbow noodles and then did just some parm cheese on top. It was tasty.
We're not high-ending the pasta yet. You haven't gone to a fancy pasta shop and it's like hanging on the, you know, little hooks and bought some.
No, that was in Galway. In England, we basically ate. One day we just ate in travel. That day was insane for travel. I actually made a list in case I forgot. We took a taxi to a train to take a bus to get to the airport to take a flight to take a second train to get to the underground to take two trains to get to a third train station. And that took us to Oxford.
Which I think was the day I freaked out, because the last message you sent me was something, something. Can you edit the pod? We're getting on the train. It said train in the morning. I wake up. I'm editing the pod. I see a news article saying train has wrecked. And I'm like, shit. And then I started to look. And I thought, well, I think she's headed home towards Ireland. Or not home, but I'm sorry, going towards Denmark. No, you were going London, Ireland, Ireland, Denmark. Okay, see, I pay attention.
Ireland to England, England to Copenhagen, but yes.
Fuck that shit. So anyhow, I was like trying to figure out directionally because it was down and to the left of London. I was like, no way she's headed that direction. And I freaked out. And you took your sweet ass time saying, no, I'm good. That was yesterday. I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, fine. I was sleeping. Sorry. But yes, also I don't have... I only had my phone for internet things. So I'd literally take a picture of saying, I think we take this thing to this train, to this subway, right, to this thing. So literally I was like going off of a picture that I took on my phone. But yes, the train that we were on Saturday derailed Sunday. And then another train.
You were on that train?
I was on that train the day before. Also, I don't know if you saw this in the news. There was a bomb scare at the airport we were at in London. An hour before we landed, they blew up. They did a self-contained blow up of a suitcase.
Shit.
The armed police were called because in England, not all police have guns. So they called in the armed police, which is like their SWAT, to respond to a suspicious luggage. And they don't fuck around, so they just detonated it. They just blew it up in a controlled detonation. It wasn't a bomb, but they don't fuck around. So the rest of the flights going for like 2 hours had been really fucked with. But we landed just fine. But it was a clusterfuck when we landed. But we just like later days straight to our train and we're like, man, it's weird that there's all these people with all these canceled flights. And we're like, bye. And then we got in the car when my friends picked us up from the train station and they're like, man, we're so glad you didn't get delayed because of that bomb scare. And I was like, come again? And they're like, yeah. So we were very lucky in our travels and safe, and we made all of the right train transfers. And man, being on the London Underground on the Saturday of Halloween was magical. And that was the night of the European clock falling backwards, so people had an extra hour to drink. So had a good time. And we saw a hen do. I've heard of hen do's in England, which is a bachelorette party, and they go hard, and I had heard rumors. I saw one with my own eyes. And one of the less drunk, they were all in pink, and then the bride was wearing a white suit, and everybody had sashes. And one of the less drunk women sat down next to a man and asked him what stop he thought they should get off if this is where they were trying to get to. And he told him, like, two more stops. And at the next stop, she was like, okay, guys, I think this is it. And he was like, no, 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 you got to go one more. And she was like, how do you know where we're going? And he was like, because you told me you needed to go here. And she was like, well, shit. Like, she'd forgotten. And so she was like, just kidding, guys. We can totally trust him. We have one more stop. And then we went one more stop, which happened to be our stop that we were getting off on, the Liverpool Street exit. And... or Paddington, it was one or the other, Paddington or whatever. And so we get off, and they weren't getting off, and he was like, guys, you have to get off here. And she was like, really? And she was like, everybody out. And she's like trying to like get these like 12 girls like off of the train, and they made it. But then going up the stairs, one of them fell, like totally just like missed a step. And I was like, spotter's ready. Like, I was like ready for her to like come tumbling. And I have like my suitcase, I got a backpack, I got my purse, like, and I was like, here we go, like, save a life. But she recovered and was fine. Oh. But man, the Halloween costume game was strong.
Number one Halloween costume, probably a Harry Potter situation.
We had a very well done Mario and Luigi, followed by a Yoshi and a Peach, and I told them that they looked amazing, and they seemed surprised that I was being nice, and I was like, no, like, have an amazing like Halloween night. And then they caught that my accent was American, and they're like, oh no, cool, thanks. I think they were like, why are you fucking with us? But then they were confused by my niceness.
Oh wow.
And then then the princess at the end was like, oh, thanks so much. Because we, of course, kept walking and they kept walking. But it was just sheer bewilderment of like, why are you being nice to me? As I gave them compliments. But we got through it and it was fine. So, yeah, long day, but a good day. We basically made the most of our trip and got about 5 hours of sleep a night because then we were like up. Like the next day to go do stuff. So full days, long trip. I came back home to my friend's house and she was like, I was thinking we could just like watch a movie. And then I was like struggling to keep my eyes open at like 9 o'clock. And she was like, who are you? And I was like, I think I've slept 12 hours in like the last 3 days. I'm exhausted. And she was like, go to bed. And I was like, well, I didn't want to be a party pooper. And she was like, you're fine. And I was like, okay, fine. So I did. I showered and I think I was in bed by like 10:30.
That's a page out of my playbook right there.
Man, I was exhausted.
I don't worry about being a party pooper. I'm like, they're not gonna notice.
You're at least in the room. You're like physically present. I put myself to bed and was like, bye.
No, because what I like is I like the feeling of the fire, the like the crook of the couch and the sound of the TV. It's just as nice as watching it. Like, it's very magical for me. I get excited to watch a movie for different set of reasons. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I woke up because my buddy came to bed and was watching TV. And it was like a CSI episode. And I was like, well, now how am I going to guess who's the bad guy? And she was like, you're not. You're supposed to be sleeping. And I was like, right, right, right. She'll put on CSI to fall asleep to, which is surprising to me because it's like murder. But yeah, well, then I was like going back to sleep and I was like, I guess it's that guy. And she told me the next morning that I was right. I totally guessed the right murderer off of like.
And ruined the show for her while she was trying to sleep.
Yeah, maybe like a little bit. But the trick, I think, is you have all these extras, and then as soon as there's an actor introduced who you actually know, you're like, oh, they're the murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my detective reasoning. But yeah, but great trip. Really enjoyed Oxford. Got to drink a lot of my favorite cider while I was in England. I had 3 different flavors. They're all just as good as I remember. And
what's
so
the brand?
It's Old Mount Cider.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really good. I wish they shipped to the United States, but they don't.
I was just gonna check that.
Yeah. But Oxford was really cool. We went and explored the Cotswolds, which are these like tiny villages. Out in like the English countryside, and we went to Bratton on the Water, which has like a river that runs through it, and there's all these like beautiful like arches that cross the water. I went to this like really cool like little market, and I got these like knitted hats for my nephew and my niece.
Oh my god, they're so cute.
And well, my niece is tiny though. She's like probably won't be able to fit it for a little bit, but that's fine. And I hope that my nephew's head isn't too big. I hope it fits. Otherwise, my niece gets 2 hats and she'll just have to grow into them. Thought that counts. But yeah, so we went to this pub, which is the pub that like allegedly Bill Clinton went to and didn't inhale marijuana.
Okay.
It's like this like hidden tavern that like isn't actually on any main road. You have to take like 2 different alleyways to get there.
Cool.
It's really cool. I think it's from like the 1620s. It's like as old as like the Oxford campus. It was really cool, and I got this like the Sunday roast. It was so good. I mean, England knows how to do its gravy. I was
it like
impressed.
Dark and like you were in like smaller rooms and it was like brick walls?
Yeah.
And stuff.
It was like a duck to get in places. Like the doors were at like some of the doors were like at my eye level. So
don't have too many drinks.
Yeah. Well, and like I was not drunk. I was like getting up to go to the bathroom and I made my buddy get up first. But our bench that we were sitting on, because there was 2 chairs at the table and then we were sitting on a bench. My buddy got up first, and I was in the middle of telling a story, and I was sliding over, and the bench ended before the table. So I had my hands, and I went to to scooch over, and just went, just fell
with
an alarmingly loud thud.
You totally fell on the ground.
Fell on the ground.
Did you not on my butt. Dishes over didn't or
even,
anything?
Didn't even try and catch myself. Was just like, whoop.
Did everybody in the bar turn around and look at you?
Well, luckily we were in like a smaller like side room that was like kind of by the garden, so we had like really cool skylights and these cool beams. But sure, the 20 people that were in our room all were like, oh, she's okay. And I was like, sorry to interrupt everyone's meal. Don't mind me.
I'm guessing that's not the first time it's happened.
No. Yeah. And my buddy then went down, and it's like there's this dark like staircase. And they were like half steps. And my buddy just completely missed the last one. Right. And I caught her by her like backpack. She was going face first, and I caught her. So she had like 1 foot on the step, and I was like holding her, and she could like put her foot down and was like, "You saved my life." And I was like,
I think this bar probably has like 3 or 4 pending lawsuits is what it sounds like.
It was a bit of a maze. It was a bit of a maze to get in and a bit of a maze to get out. But the food was amazing. The service was amazing.
The bar is open until the resolution of the lawsuit.
I know, right? No, it was so good. So that was super fun. And we ran into this bookstore, this like amazing like multi-level bookstore. It was like Oxford's version of Powell's, but less of colored rooms and just like a never-ending bookstore, which was really cool. And I bought a book. So
was the building cool? Because I don't think Powell's building is all that cool.
It is really cool. Like a lot of this just feels like a castle. It just looks I don't know if you saw my Instagram, but it just looks like a castle. So that was really, really cool. So
how's the
was cool.
workout challenge going?
So I got an erg in before I left, and then I got in my walks to finish out the week. My watch is definitely dead today. I need to see if it counted my walk yesterday or if it died first. I think I'm doing okay this week. I didn't miss any. And I drank so much water. And then I did come back, and the water's not as bad here as I remember. So I was
like, I'm gonna think it's so funny when you come back and can't stand the water in the US.
I got my Mio, but I'm not emotionally prepared for that. I'm really not. But
when are you back?
14th.
Oh, so you still got a while. Oh, 10 more days.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. So I got next week we'll record, and I'll still be in Copenhagen, and then I'll be back the week after that.
So you're in Copenhagen for a solid 10 days now. Yeah.
No we more might adventuring. We might go to Sweden. But just for like a day trip, because it's like.
So am I right to guess that is the home of Toblerone?
You know, those are all really good questions.
Oh, where is.
I don't know.
Do you even know what Toblerone is?
I don't know.
It's a chocolate. What is. Yeah. Swiss.
Oh, sure. Do you want some chocolate? I'll bring you back some chocolate.
I would like to. Yeah, please. I'll put in my request now. Thank you. And then you fancy like fucking pasta. I would rather pasta than chocolate. Bring me back just like...
I don't know how well pasta will travel.
It's dry. Fresh.
See, I don't know if I'm going to find it dried. It might be only fresh. I can check.
Well, I mean... Either or. I'll take...
Let me see what I can do. You know, would you want milk or would you want dark chocolate?
Oh, let's do both.
Okay. Bittable.
Let's do both. I will eat both, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we can say one's for you and one's for your wife. So we can definitely land on both. Yeah. But I won't do that without my buddy. I'm good on my traveling solo. I got back from the airport fine. No problems. I don't want to say I did it confidently, but I done did it confidently.
Nice.
So relaxing, watching a lot of TV now. We went for about a 50-minute walk today, but it was a meander. I didn't even bring my watch. It was not going to be fast enough. I think what I'm going to have to do is just work out and then let the walks be meandering, because the pups just want to smell stuff. They don't want to get to step in. And then I finish a walk and it's like 1:15 and I'm like, what was that even about? There was one walk I tried to do where I was doing squats while they were pooping.
You looked ridiculous.
And still didn't get the heart rate high enough. Oh. So I was like, motherfucker. So I'm just going to do a workout. I think
it's funny. This is what I would like to call karma. Because you were like, oh man, my heart rate's 117 when I'm stretching. And I'm like, okay. All right.
You know, I think I'm becoming more physically fit, I think is unfortunately a byproduct of all this working out. Mm-hmm. My resting heart rate, I think, has plummeted.
I think so too. Yeah. Mine so as well.
That's good. I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
My wife got home yesterday and I was like, we got to go on a walk. And I was like, come on, babe. We have to hustle. She had a new watch and she was trying to set it. And I'm like, no, that's not this type of watch, bitch. Let's go, 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 go. I cannot not get the heart rate. Come on, come on, come on. And so, yeah. But,
I like you're not even letting her play with her toys. You're making her rush it out the door.
The deal. That was the deal. She has an Apple Watch that she doesn't like. And so she went and bought a Casio, like a 1980s Casio. And then she's trying to set it while we're on the walk while she started her workout on the other watch. And I'm like, the fuck is happening right now? First off, we got to walk faster. Secondly, like, what? And she's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I like my Apple Watch now. And I'm like, yeah, compared to that heaping pile of shit you just bought. And so I actually don't know which one she wore today. She's wanting a dumb watch that just tells her the time and that's it.
I did a thing when I was in the UK and Ireland. I had my phone in 24-hour clock.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything around me was in 24-hour clock. So it was like next train coming at 15:42. And I was like, math. So it was easy. So my Apple Watch was set normal. And then my phone.
So I could look, fancy. So
depending on what I needed, I could look at it.
Yeah.
But what Apple Watch series is it?
Oh, it's not the latest, but the one before that. So
like a 6?
Yeah.
Is 7 out now? All right. Well, she does try and get rid of that watch. You let me know, because I might buy that off of her for that friend discount, because mine's a 3.
I'll tell her. I think mine.
But if she changes her mind, by all means.
Ooh, I need to clean the bottom of my watch. Well, now everybody knows. I don't actually know. Yeah, mine is the latest and greatest. But I think they just released a new line.
A new one?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I brought my laptop with me, obviously, to Ireland and then to England. And my buddy that I was staying with at her house, her and her husband's house, I got my laptop from her. When she finished grad school, like, I don't need my laptop anymore. And I was like, let me buy that off of you for that low, low friend discount. And so I did. I bought that laptop up for her, and I've had it now since she finished grad school, which must have been 5. Yeah,
you need a new one. Let's be
years
honest.
Ago. But this, I think, I'm going to keep as my travel laptop, because then if I drop it again, what do you mean? Just take my prized possession?
People have multiple laptops. They have one laptop and treat it well.
I mean, I have a case for it now. I really did upgrade with that. But I did. And I was like, look, it's your old laptop. And she's like, I'm surprised it still is running. And I was like, I mean, I have an IT department. It's a whole thing. Because your wife did a full like system reset on it Yep. Not too long ago, because it was acting up. It's a whole thing. It's fine.
I think you need to sell both laptops and buy a new one.
We'll see. I like your wife's, though, because I was going to get into gaming. Remember?
Is that why you bought it?
Yeah, I thought that I might.
I never would have approved that.
Well, I've really leaned into my nerdiness. I was literally like, had been reunited with my friends, were standing in their beautiful modern kitchen. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I had my laptop and I was double checking a couple of things. And my buddy who was with me, whom I love and adore, was like, tell him why you really brought your laptop. And I was like, oh, you know, I have to podcast. And she's like, the other thing. And I was like,
you have to podcast? Let's reframe that. I get to podcast,
but I need it for podcasting. But basically she revealed how big of a nerd I am. And so my friends had some follow-up questions. But gaming, I think that I can find a video game that I like and maybe not be horrible at. I don't know. But I don't need to play with other people. I don't want to, like, compete against other people. I don't want that. Because then I think I would just get murdered and be sad over and over and over again.
Yeah. And gamers aren't very nice. I just feel like you're going to be verbally abused. So, you know, I don't support this decision. I think, you know, no.
Let me talk to your wife and see if I can get a good entry game in. We'll see. Jury's still out. Who knows?
She's going to heckle you. So there's that.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes she's very supportive of my nerdiness.
Until you run across her in a game, and then you're going to be like, I'm sorry. What'd you just call me? Well, I don't even feel comfortable repeating it on the podcast.
No, she would murder me so fast if she ran by. She wouldn't even have time to say anything. Let's be real.
The other day, she stayed up till like 2 in the morning. And I heard her come to bed. And of course, I was fast asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, babe, you came home. You came to bed really late last night. And she's like, yeah, I was playing with a bunch of gay guys in Canada and there were friends now and stuff like that. And I was like, that's not the story you normally tell me. Normally, it's like a 13-year-old that called her some foul name. Uh-huh, and she's like, oh, all right. But yeah, she had the grandest time the other day. I was like, oh, that's a good story. Good.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What else am I going to tell you? Let me look. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, so far. It's almost over.
Yeah, today's Thursday.
Yep.
I was like, today's still Thursday for you, right? It's still my Thursday. Yeah. Yeah, we weirdly already had our daylight saving times. Do you know when yours is? Is that next week for you or week after?
The 7th. So it's this fucking weekend. And I've been grumpy about it for 3 fucking weeks. So why? I'm not happy. What the fuck? I don't mess with it. I would rather have more daylight at the end of the day than less daylight in the morning. So
I would agree with you 100%. I would agree with you 100%. I have been transitioning these dogs. I think he wants up on this chair, but he doesn't want to do it. It's fine. Yes, no. So I was given strict instructions to not cave and make them wait for their dinner until 3 p.m. And it's a whole thing because, honestly, the first day I got here, it was like 12:30 and he was like,
let's do this.
And I was like, you're like hours away from dinner time. Like hours, bro. But he couldn't be convinced.
Do they yell at you like John yells at you? He'll just sit there and go,
No, they're less verbal and more of just like really intense eye contact. And then they get closer to you. So they start on the floor and then they're on the couch next to you. And then they're like in your lap, just staring you deep into your soul.
Luckily, we are walking during the time that he used to say, hey, it's time to eat. So, but about a week ago, he was again like midday. He's like, let's do this. And I'm like, oh, no. And then we, you know, now we walk when, you know, it's a more appropriate time to ask. So it's working out just fine.
Good, good. It's good to distract him with other things that he also enjoys.
Yeah, like peeing on things. That's essentially the purpose of the walk.
You know, it's good. It's good for everybody. Everybody's thriving. Mm-hmm. Everybody's thriving.
I like it because I turn his little lights on and they flash.
I know. I really do think that you are going to be able to really like dress up his light game so it can be like themed, like red and green, and then, you know, green and blue, and then maybe just green and green for like St. Patty's Day. I think that there can be like every month, like this is our theme for this month. Because that's what I do with my calendar. I like underline every day on my calendar, and each month I pick a different like color scheme.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it. Yeah. I'm going to have to get a new calendar. That's what happens at the end of the year when it runs out. Interesting. Had not plotted about this yet. I haven't even started Christmas shopping. Have you even thought about this yet? Because you get all your Christmas gifts online. You might be screwed if you haven't started yet.
I need to order yours.
Interesting. Whoops. This was not a hint.
I forgot about that the last couple of weeks. No, I haven't started my Christmas shopping. My wife and I haven't decided what we're gonna do. C'est la vie. Let's go. I don't care.
See, you shop almost 100% online, and I shop almost 100% in stores, and so we just go about this like a different way.
I have a problem. So it was just my eldest niece's birthday. I think I said this. And I was like, hey, how about we just pick something online? I'm going to get you new barn boots and coveralls. You can pick your colors and stuff. And she's like, you know, I'd rather spend time with you and go shopping. And I was like, well, fuck me. So then I had to coordinate with her mom and try to figure out dates. And then I'm supposed to do it. Shit. I think tonight. Ooh. Okay. note to self. And so then I've tried twice to get her to buy shit online. And she's like, no, no, we'll just go shopping. And I'm like, God damn it. So then today I was like, my sister's going to be in town. I was like, hey, can you go pre-shop the place that I'm supposed to take my eldest niece to see if they have it, if it's even worth a stop? Like, I cannot wrap my mind around it. Like, I am struggling. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely empathize with your niece who wants to just be in person. I want to feel how soft the shirt is. I want to try on the boots to see where they hit my leg. I want to do all those things in person. And I went shopping, this was a while ago, but I went shopping with my buddy, and I was buying a new outfit for my niece. And I was like doing this one because it's like going to be a little baby dinosaur. It's all blue, and blue's my favorite color. And my buddy was like, I think this one. And so my buddy picked one and I picked one. While I was gone, my niece turned 1 month old, and wouldn't you know, they picked the outfit that my buddy chose and then texted me asking if I could thank them for their thoughtful gift.
Oh.
And I was like, not a problem. So and I was like, I mean, I don't even have good fashion sense when it comes to 1 month old. It's fine. And so I texted my buddy and I was like, here's this picture. And my sister-in-law wanted me to say thanks again for the gift. And my buddy was like, oh, you don't have to do that. And I was like, no, she asked me again to thank you. Was that not clear? The message I'm a third party messenger. Anywho, and so yeah, so my buddy was like, oh, no problem. And I was like, yeah. And so now I don't know. I still got to figure out my fashion sense to be fair, it had very cute cartoon woodland animals on it, and it was a very cute fox. So, like, I don't agree that it wasn't cute. I just thought my dinosaur footsies was cuter, but none of mine, never mind. I'll keep trying to pin it down, the children's fashion. But yeah. Although it is weird, I have come back to Copenhagen for TV shows, and so I'm basically back to like my Icelandic murder mysteries after being on like more of my British and Irish procedurals, and there is definitely a shift in tone. And like, man, I will like get jumped because it's like scary, spooky, some might even say. But I did though switch things up and went and saw a West End show when I was in London. So it's like the first like theater I've been to in I mean 8 years. I mean, it's been a minute since I've gone to like a theater performance, and it was a musical, and it was the Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cinderella, and it had like beautiful like seat like decorations, stage decorations, amazing cast. Although I was very excited to see the lead, who's one of my favorite actresses, Carrie Hope Fletcher, and I've never seen her live. I've only heard like cast recordings of her, and she was not on. It was her understudy, so I have yet to see to see her live, which is fine. But this was a character that she originated, so I was excited to see her interpretation of it, and the understudy was brilliant. She was wonderful. But that was a little bit of a bummer. But it still was kind of crazy to be back. Like, I mean, everyone was wearing masks, and I felt very safe everywhere that I was in London and in Ireland. But it was wild to be around that many people.
Because
it's been a minute since I've been around that many people. Although maybe comparable to an airport or like an airplane. But that was like one of the exciting
things
we did.
Were you at ease,
in London.
Or were you like, this is creepy, I don't like it, this is weird, this is weird?
I was comfortable. If there were people who like hadn't been wearing their masks or were kind of being jerks about it, then I think I would have been more uneasy. But like even the kids were wearing like masks, like everybody kind of had their shit together. So I really wasn't too worried about it. And we were up in the balcony, so there was only like six rows. And kind of like all arched around. So it wasn't like we were like in the front and like surrounded by people. There was only two rows behind us. So it was like, I don't know, I didn't feel like I had people breathing down my neck. So cool. No, it felt great. And it was like just fun to like applaud with like a room full of people. Cause like even watching a movie, like you'll laugh, I guess, at the same times, but like in theater, you'll like cheer when you like people. And so it was kind of like, there was this amazing performance by the woman that played the godmother. And it was like amazing. And we all lost our goddamn minds. Like collectively, the whole theater like lost our goddamn minds of like how talented this person was. And I was like, oh, that's like something I forgot about with theater, where you like cheer because people are badass and like really good at their craft. So yeah, so it was cool, and I was glad I got a good experience that. And then yeah, woke up, and well, after this was crazy. So we wanted to go to the theater, but I had my suitcase. And so I had Googled the night before of like, where can I store my suitcase just for the day? Right. Because that night we're going to check into the hotel much closer to the airport. To make our lives easier in the morning. I would much rather have a 10-minute commute in the morning than an hour and a half commute in the morning. So we're going to take the train and everything in the morning and the evening. So we get up, we get to the train station at about 7 a.m. because my buddy, he's wonderful, and he dropped us off at the train station on his way to work like an awesome human. And so we got on the train at like 7:40 a.m., got into London by 9, had breakfast. And then I was going to just drop off my suitcase at King's Cross Station. I Googled it. It should be open till 11 p.m. I'm going to come through that, you know, train station on my way. Bob's your uncle. Super easy. So I'm like getting it all checked in. They've like x-rayed it. I'm getting ready to like pay them. And they're like, just so you know, you got to come by 7 p.m. My show starts at 7:30. The whole point of this was to not take my suitcase to the play. And so I was like, online it said you guys are open to 11. And this man laughed. This man laughed at me, like the idea that the website was going to be accurate or trustworthy. And he was like, oh yeah, no, no one's open that late.
Oh,
come again? So then I left and we went to breakfast, and I was feeling very discouraged. My buddy was like, let's just find a hostel. by the hotel or by the theater, because it's the theater district, there'll be tons of hostels there.
Right.
Pay to put your bag there. Great idea. I Google one. There's one like around the corner from the theater. It's going to be $1 for the day for a bag. Great. We go there. We're talking to them and they're like, yep, our desk is open 24 hours so you can drop off your bag. What's your reservation under?
Oh,
I need a reservation for dropping off my bags. And I said, okay, great. And I said, I don't have a reservation. And they're like, okay, you just have to make them online. And I was like, okay. And you can't make them within 24 hours.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, hypothetically, if I made a reservation for tomorrow, can I leave my bags here for today? And she was like, yeah, no, that's not a problem. If you have a reservation, then yeah, you can totally leave your bags here. So I bought a night at the hostel just to leave my bags there. Do you want to cost how much that hostel costs for that one night?
$65.
$14.
Oh, not bad.
£14 because I got the room that I was going to share with 15 people. These are 15 people I don't actually have to share a room with. I just need to leave my bags there.
Smart thinking, smart thinking.
And if I had left my bags at this other place, it would have been $14 per bag. I paid less money to book a hostel.
There you go. You're on to something.
Which is wild. So then we dropped off our bag. We went, did a bunch of sightseeing. We did the hop on bus. We were going to do the Thames River cruise. It was too cold. It was like 45 degrees. And then with the wind and the rain, we were like, no, thank you. But otherwise, found some good food, did some fun exploring. So all in all, success. But it did mean that once the show ended at 10:30, we went back to the hostel to get my bag and then had to take the underground, the tube, the subway, and then had to take a train for an hour. So we didn't check into our hotel till 1 a.m. And then we're getting up to leave for the airport around like 7. So we went downstairs to check out and eat breakfast at 7 to then take the bus at 8 to get to the airport to like fly out. And my buddy flew up before me, so we went a little bit early so that she could, you know, not be stressed. So I had like, I looked at the board and it was like next to my flight information where it should say the gate, it just said relax. Because my gate had not been chosen. So I like got myself a snack. I was like listening to like podcasts. I was hanging out. And then all of a sudden my gate popped up 30 minutes before my flight was supposed to leave.
Oh,
shit. So now I'm like booking it through the airport like a motherfucker. And it turned out that the flight was delayed 30 minutes. So that's like why we didn't have a gate. So when we finally got on the plane, we did our safety checks. And then all of a sudden this guy goes running past us. And I thought, that's weird. Man was having a medical emergency and he had to get off the plane. He was having some type of allergic reaction.
Oh, my God. So we had
to re-undo the doors, put out our little stairs again, and let him get off the plane.
Just run down the tarmac while he's swelling up? Like, what's happening?
I don't know. They didn't even ask if there was a doctor on board. So I imagine it wasn't, like, that serious.
I don't know if you're running. You're running towards an epi situation.
I mean, he wasn't coming back.
They probably have an EpiPen on the plane, though.
I would hope so. When we were flying from Dublin to England, they said 19 times no one was allowed to eat peanuts because there was someone on board with a peanut allergy. And
scary.
That's scary to think you're trusting your life potentially to like 200 strangers on a plane.
Yes. Because my eldest niece is allergic to peanuts. It's scary as fuck when she flies.
Not a good time.
Yeah. Bake sales, everything. Everything. Halloween scary. Like, oh, yeah. Not good.
Well, I mean, if you ever need a candy taste tester, I volunteer as tribute.
My wife and I are trying to be good, but my sister has candy by the pound and she's like, you want some? I'm like, nope, I'll eat it. And she's like, well, that's the point. I'm like, nope, don't want it.
Did you have any trick-or-treaters?
I had about 10. My wife was playing with the porch light because we could like change colors and stuff
fun.
That. And she took it too aggressively, too low. And so people didn't think we were home. My brother-in-law brought my nieces and nephew over. And he's like, you guys trying to scare away trick-or-treaters? And then my wife's like, what? And she went and looked. And she's like, okay, I could give two shits. I gave my nieces and nephew king size, double king size. And then I was done. So.
Wow. I obviously was not home, but my roommate is very, I want to say
crafty.
Crafty is a good word. Thoughtful. She took a bookshelf and put it out at the end of our stairs and then put pumpkins on it and then just put a candy dish on top. So that way the kids didn't have to come all the way to the front door, mostly because our cats might try and escape. Okay. So this was a no contact, but also decorated. So our porch light was on so people could come, but then the cats wouldn't try and escape and they didn't have to continually open the door. I don't know how many trick-or-treaters they have. I haven't got a chance to check in with them. But I did. I saw that she was getting set up and so I would like texted her a message and I was like, looks so great. Sorry, I'm not there to help. See you in a couple weeks. but Halloween always, I think, is fun. And I was always like looking for Facebook to see what all my friends did to like dress up their kids or animals. Because like the animal dress up game is also strong. Did you dress up John?
I didn't dress up John, but we have like babies on the brain. So like I'm like constantly sending my wife like a... pictures of, you know, fly fishing with a kid on your back, and then Halloween costumes, because I feel like Halloween costumes as a parent is really where I'm gonna shine. Like she can have 364 days a year, I will have this one day and I will prep like a motherfucker. Like I still take heat about the 6 foot wingspan that I put on a 11-year-old, but listen, it was done well. It was crafted. It was. I have a pile of shit that I just keep for when I'm called in to build Halloween costume. So
you on deck. You're ready to get called in anytime.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought I was gonna, you know, be able to help my wife, and then she's like, oh fuck, Halloween's on a Sunday, so I don't need to worry about it. I'm like, damn it. So anyhow, I did not dress up John. He does not like coats, so he's gonna be a no-go on costumes. You know, but I did arrange for him to get his yearly shower, so
that's exciting.
I'm gonna pay my sister. I don't want to fucking do it.
That's so fair.
What was the winner of your friend's Halloween costumes?
Okay, well, obviously I'm biased because now I have like a nephew in the game. Yeah. And he was dressed up as a lion, and I can't find a picture right now, but I'll send it to you later. It was so cute. And then my poor niece, because she's a preemie, was too little for the costumes. So my sister-in-law basically just like put her like her survivor like bandana, like what's it called, buff, around the baby like a sleeping bag. So they were like a survivor and like a survivor sleeping bag, but like she was just in her normal baby outfit, but is like the size of a football.
Yeah,
because she's little. So she had a little bow on and then was wearing that. But man, my nephew was a lion and he understood that he was supposed to roar as a lion so he could roar on command. And it was really cute. And then I think he was getting tired and he wanted to sleep in his lion outfit. And so then he was a sad lion.
Oh, and
then
no.
So they took him out of it and then he promptly fell asleep. But I think
my sister in Portland has a newish born now, I think 6 months now probably, and then like a 1.5-2-year-old. And so, you know, again, I want to go above and beyond, but also I'm not a parent and I'm talking in theory. They had the best solution for reality, which is they put the baby in a onesie that said Tiny Dancer. And they made the older brother Elton John.
Yes.
And they were the groupies. And I was like, you know what? Okay, if you're not going to go huge, That's practical. Probably nobody cried, including the parents. That's a good way to do it.
That is a great way to do it. And I do think it's important. I saw on social media, there was somebody and it was like the kid was Spider-Man, the mom was Black Widow, and then I think the dad was like Thor or something. So they were all like different Avengers. But it is the staggered ages, I think, where you got to think like, what's the baby like gonna be happy doing? I feel like we had a pumpkin costume and the baby was just a pumpkin.
I think every baby is a pumpkin at some point or another,
right?
And they're unhappy little fucking pumpkins. Like they never look like they're having fun.
No. Yeah. But I think too, so because I had given my sister-in-law the idea that if my nephew was going to be, if he was going to be the lion, then my niece could be like Dorothy. So if you could find like a baby onesie, but she's just too little.
I came to the realization that if our parenting path, if we end up with a newborn at some point, it is going to be a trout.
And you just hold it up.
I'm gonna be a fly fisherman.
That would be perfect for photos.
Yeah.
Because you do think about the timing of like my niece was what, like a month old? Like a month old is way different than like an 11-month old. Like depending on when the baby's born,
I didn't get know different. Who my niece and nephew were, my youngest niece and nephew, because I'm not up on the Blue's Clues sitch. Not Blue's Clues. Paw Patrol. Yes. One was a pink Paw Patrol person and the other was a red Paw Patrol person. And I'm like, and you guys are, I don't know, cute. Thank you. Bye. You know?
Yes. My friends, one of my cousins, his family went as Paw Patrol and I knew it was Paw Patrol, but I couldn't have told you any more than that. I'd have been guessing. Yeah. I couldn't have pulled a name out of my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bobby? I don't know. I wouldn't know. If I'm going to be seeing if I had been in town, I would have like asked friends, like, tell me what your children are supposed to be before I see them. Because I would like to like not be like...
And you are
full guessing.
My niece, that's a solid boot because my niece looked disappointed at me. She was like, oh, okay.
Was it the little one? Which niece?
Yep. Yeah, it was the little one. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I complimented the older sisters because they were both skeletons. That was easy to figure out. One was rainbow. One was traditional. Then I got to the Paw Patrol situation and like dad didn't help me out. I looked at my brother-in-law. He's like, no, you know, flail, motherfucker, flail. And I'm like, you guys are... cute. And then my niece is like, and she told me the name, I can't even remember the name, at least like when it was the fucking Power Rangers it was either pink, red, yellow or blue, like, you know. Yes. You're the pink guy. No, this pink guy had a name and I didn't get it, and wow.
Yeah, no, it became a situation for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully
then I bribed her with candy.
You have to in that case. Hopefully it's something that can be remedied before next year, or it'll just go as downhill fast as it did this year.
Very downhill fast, much like this episode.
I would agree. I've been Tamara.
I've been Rhiannon. Bye.
Bye.